This is Saskatchewan Afternoon. I'm Erin McNutt in for Justin Blackwell. Joining me now is Craig Sullivan, our pop culture critic. Craig, lots going on. I see we're talking Indiana Jones
today. Yes, well, and I'm sure we'll hear a lot about this as we go, but it was sort of announced this week that the new Indiana Jones 5 movie is coming out in the next while. They're making it right now. They used some de-aging technology on Harrison Ford to make him look like 1944 Indiana Jones, which I think in the last movie it was the 50s or something.
Yeah.
So I guess it's really just used in the first scene at the start of the movie.
Okay.
He's in some castle in 1944 punching Nazis and stuff. And then we fall out and you find yourself in 1969. So it's really just that first scene. But apparently, like, you know, some of the hopes that they're saying is that people will just see it and go, oh, wow, they must have found this footage somewhere. Like,
okay.
Even Harrison Ford, who's notoriously grumpy, was like, oh, I've never seen it look this good, you know.
Well, that's a huge endorsement.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, he called it a little spooky, but it should be interesting. We'll see, because they really botched the last one. So this is their redemption chance. And I'm assuming, like, after this, they'll hand off the baton, the whip, I guess you could say. And they are even talking about, you know, reviving the franchise, doing a show on Disney Plus, that kind of thing. So I don't know if they hand it off to like a young Indiana Jones or somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. We also have some news that is also kind of sciencey. Researchers think they found out how Bruce Lee died?
Yeah, so breaking news from 50 years ago. It's been nearly 50 years since Bruce Lee's death. He died in 1973 in Hong Kong, famously very suddenly.
Yes.
Officials at the time thought it was cerebral edema, which is kind of a brain swelling, amidst much speculation. But there's been a new research paper that proposes that Lee's death was caused by his kidneys' inability to excrete excess water. So, you know, they've been dealing with this for decades, like speculating about this.
Yeah.
There was even a book that hypothesized in 2018 that he was assassinated and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, very interesting. I don't know if we'll ever really know for sure what happened, but this definitely sounds more credible than he was assassinated or something.
Well, you know, we love a conspiracy theory every once in a while. And, you know, after a couple decades, you start getting creative.
That's true.
And another remake is coming up, I hear.
Yeah. So Bullet. A lot of people will remember that movie.
Yeah.
Steve McQueen starred in that movie in it was 68, I think. So we've got a new one coming out that Spielberg is going to be making. I guess we've talked about him in terms of Indiana Jones, too. But Bradley Cooper is apparently going to be filling the shoes of Steve McQueen as Frank Bullitt. So I don't think this is necessarily a remake of the original, but it's just like a new film featuring the same character. You know, we'll see what happens with that. But if you remember, that one's sort of a famous, it's got really famous car chase in it, where they're driving through the streets of San Francisco with all the hills, and he's in that muscle car, like, you know, taking those hills.
Having
like
a great
crazy
time.
So, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see. I know that there's a lot of people like my dad's age that like Bullet is like one of their action movies. Yeah, exactly. So I never minded it, but it wasn't necessarily my
it's
favorite.
Fine.
But yeah, it's fun. So we'll see if Bradley Cooper can do a good job at that. Is he really this generation Steve McQueen? I don't know about that.
I was just thinking that. I was like, from The Hangover to Bullet, you know? what an arc.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and we only have a couple seconds left here, but you showed me an email about gravy that I have not been able to stop thinking about because it is the weirdest thing, and it's all about satisfying your cravings. Quote.
Yeah, so I'm not sure where this came from. And it's actually, I wish I had the press release with me, because it's just the way it's written is really funny. But it's KFC is saying, never mind holiday treats this year, where they're going all in on gravy this holiday. It's I think they called it an all gravy holiday or something for the savory lovers. And there's all kinds of stuff they're doing. There's a sandwich that's like a gravy sandwich. I think it's like poured into a hash brown or something.
Like a bread bowl.
Yeah, and then there's like a musical component with like a rapper named Young Gravy. And a whole bunch of other stuff they're doing. So I just it struck me funny when I saw it too.
It's one of those ones where you just know it's the holidays because everybody's having a little bit more fun on the job, I think.
Yeah, I think so, because it was very it was written really funny. So yeah,
it's a good one. Well, Craig, thank you so much, and we'll be back next week with Justin.
Cheers.